from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mark Grody, what the hell's going on with Nate Davis?
He is not in full pads, but he's off to the side. He's very visible, going through exercises.
Hey. Claude Rains.
Listen to how Fluce answered the question.
And it looked like Nate Davis was ramping up a couple days ago. He hasn't practiced since. Did he suffer a setback?
Who's that?
Nate Davis.
You'd think that he knows who Emma's talking about because he's so visible. You know?
Yeah, right. You can see him.
You going to shoot me?
That depends. Do you see me?
He's visible. Yes, I broke that news today.
Texter says an invisible guard might have its advantages.
That's a great idea.
What position would be most valuable to be invisible? Got to be receiver, right?
But then the quarterback needs to see him, though. You know, or it's trust. Or like you're talking about trusting on a timing round.
Yeah, that's true.
Really can't see the guy.
We talked into the night. The kind of talk that seemed important until you discover girls.
But the invisible quarterback, you would just run to the ball.
Obvious answer. Running back.
Tanner, are you disgusted?
Yeah, running back. The quarterback couldn't see him either. So you take the pitch plays and the end-arounds out of the playbook immediately. It's got to be linebacker, right?
Grody, I'm sorry. We're going to skip the rest of your tape.
You remember the Fantastic Four?
Oh, yeah, with that invisible and flame on.
Dave wants that if you could choose one position on the football field to be invisible, which one would you choose?
Probably a free safety.
Oh,
interesting. How come?
That's a defensive guy's answer.
Well, you're going to throw the ball, right? I mean, you're going to have to throw the ball to win. And if you didn't know where he was at, that's not real good.
So what about a running back who's invisible?
Running back would make it difficult to tackle. I would agree with you there. What the hell are we talking about here? I'm trying to enjoy my sidecar here. We're talking about invisible players. Come on.
You can't see me. You can't see me. You can't see me.
What are you playing, peekaboo?
You can't see me. I can see you. Can you see me?
Oh, believe me, we all can see you.
One, two, three.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I don't know how we topped yesterday, frankly.
I don't think you do. I mean, I think that topic and exploring that over the course of the show and then getting a chance to ask Dave Wanstead about it and have him give us an honest answer. Until he gets disgusted and throws up his hands and asks us to stop.
One too many follow-ups, maybe.
I don't think so, no. I honestly think that's about as high a calling as sports radio can aspire to. I genuinely believe that...
Skippity-boppity should take notes.
That level of nonsense is why the Lord invented sports radio.
I agree.
In his infinite wisdom.
Was it the fifth day? When did the Lord invent sports radio? Which day of the creation of the heaven and earth?
He was hungover on day 7.
Oh,
I
was hungover.
It's like
rest in sports radio.
Rest, and I need idiots. I need a place for idiots to all hang out together.
This is the Lord's day. It's the seventh day.
Yes.
I need to invent
football.
I did not think.
When he was doing that.
Okay, so.
Okay, so what? So it's,
You voted for Cubs Sox.
I voted for Cubs Sox. It's Cubs Sox. They're playing in like 2 hours.
I know, but the over-under for passing yards this year for Caleb Williams is 3,500.5. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So what happened? Did all these numbers just come out and get you excited?
I just started looking at them. They've been out for a little bit.
So I just figured today was a good day because we're about to see him. We're about to see him tomorrow. So I was thinking we're gonna see Caleb tomorrow. And I was thinking, you know, I really wanted to have a strong opinion on if he's gonna have more or less than an 11.5 interceptions this year.
Knowing you, you're gonna go under that.
Feel like under's a pretty good play there.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I think under's a pretty good play.
You are you.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb.
All right.
What are the odds for zero?
Zero, I don't know. I'd give you good money on zero.
All right.
But these are just over-unders, not exact.
Look, I have pushed against your desire to quantify everything statistically in terms of what the expectations are. But I understand that it's something that you can gamble on, so it excites you. And I understand that there's a lot of fans who really are wanting to know what they should genuinely expect. So,
and we got some good stuff from Keenan Allen on Caleb that we'll play here in a little bit as well. So if you want the old school, analysis.
Yeah, well, I do, but I will entertain your silly little statistical brain. I will entertain that.
Thank you. I've got three receivers, a running back, a quarterback, and a pass rusher for you.
Okay, so to think about it, I'm looking at last year's numbers for some very good offenses to try and think about, what you're aspiring to and what is realistic, because you got three wide receivers. I don't know, that's a lot of yards to disperse for all three of them. What's the Roma Dunze number?
Well, I can give it to you, but I'd be interested in knowing. Now, me asking you this is not to make you look silly, but you don't look at player props like this for years and years and years to have much of a baseline of it. But what would you think Roma Dunze, anyone could throw out a number. What would you think, and texters can start texting it in, whatever. How many yards would you expect Roma Dunze to have this year? With Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, all on the team.
To me, it's like 550 or 600, something like that.
Would be my
guess as to where they'd set it, because I wouldn't feel comfortable going much higher than that.
Well, I said that Tyler Scott would have 750.
You did.
I'm going to go above for Rome and say 1,000.
Okay. Well, Jaxon Smith-Njigba last year was the third wide receiver in a Shane Waldron offense that had Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, and he had 628 receiving yards on 63 catches. He was a former first-round pick, so pretty similar.
Noah Brown, the third wide receiver on the Houston Texans, had 567, but Robert Woods also had 426 on that team, and Tank Dell was hurt at a certain point, only finished with 709. So
his number is 700.5.
Wow, for Roma Dunze?
For Roma Dunze.
That's very high.
700.5 is his over-under.
I think he would need an injury to Keenan or DJ to get that. Myself, I'm looking under on that.
Okay. Well, Keenan's 33. I do think that's what's interesting about. So I can give you the three groupings. DJ Moore is 950.5. Now, DJ Moore has been a 1,100-yard receiver with dog crap quarterbacks, but he's always been a true number one without a true number two. Like, he has never had a team with a Keenan Allen or a Roma Dunze on it.
Yeah.
Like, think about his team last year.
And he doesn't cry and demand the ball either. And he's just gotten paid as well. And Keenan Allen is a better wide receiver than DJ Moore.
I don't know about that at this point, but I mean, Keenan was awesome last year. He had put 1,200 yards in 13 games.
He's taller.
Keenan Allen, 775.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Keenan would be more than that.
See? So
I'm going over on Keenan. I would go over on Keenan for sure. I think Keenan's going to have the biggest year of the three.
So I would go over on Keenan also because they obviously are not going to spare his usage any. He's one-year contract, end of his prime. They're going to – and feels like he would be a rookie quarterback's best friend.
That's it.
Easiest routes to get open to hit, right?
No, that guy's superpower in terms of route running is getting separation on everything. And Caleb is just going to know that Keenan Allen is going to be open and there. And if they can work out the chemistry of the option routes, then you go extra next level.
So under 950 for DJ would be a bad year for him.
So, with
Teddy Bridgewater and Kyle Allen and Justin Fields and all these different guys, he's been well over 1,000 yards every year.
So that's interesting. So that's if you total all three of those.
Yeah, if you hit 700, 775, and 950, that's what, 16?
So 2,300?
Yeah, just over 2,400 yards.
Okay, just over 2,400. That's interesting. So, yeah, because looking at Houston, you know, you've got 1,300 for Nico Collins, and then 700 for Tank Dell, and then the 500 for Noah Brown. So that's about 2,500 for those three combined. You know, if you're looking at the Rams in a similar offense, Puka Nacua at 1,400, Cooper Kupp at 700, Tutu Atwell for 500. So that's again, it's about 2,500 for your three wideouts.
Yep.
So if it's a true representative, if it's a true like 4,000-yard season, you're probably looking at overs on at least two of those.
Well, I mean, you have Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
That you can add into the mix. But so
what's Kmet's? You got Kmet's?
I didn't see his posted.
Because Tyler Higbee in that Rams offense was 500 yards, you know. Dalton Schultz was 635 for Houston. So you've got tight ends around the 500, 600 mark, that kind of thing.
All right, so what would you think Caleb Williams is? For I gave you yards. Did I say yards?
Caleb Williams is?
Yeah. Caleb Williams
defer.
for yards?
Yeah, yards.
I'm gonna go
the over under.
Yeah, the over under that you can gamble on passing yards. Caleb Williams,
3,650,
2,850,
3,500.
Nice speaks.
3,500.5.
Okay,
is the number
3,500.5? So yeah, because I went 3,650 was a little high.
Yeah, little high. But
Bernstein said today he'd be happy with 3,450.
Okay, so he's right on the number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
with 10 wins,
I'd just be happy with a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Super Bowl.
I don't care how many times he throws the ball. Give it to DeAndre Swift.
If he plays 17 games and throws 200 yards a game, that's 300. That's 3,400 yards.
4,000 average is 285. If he plays every game,
is that right?
I did the math when I was listening to Bernstein today. I'm pretty sure. I haven't thought about that since like 10:30, but.
I think that's a little less. I think it's a little less than that.
4,000 divided by 17, yeah. 235.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know how many quarterbacks had more than 3,500 yards passing last year? Like, take a guess.
Probably like 15.
16. Geno Smith was the 16th. Gardner Minshew had 3,300. Justin Herbert just 3,100. Only played 13 games. So 3,500 would be right there in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's. If you are healthy, you're throwing for mid 3,000s just if you play every game. It's virtually impossible not to, given just the nature of passing offenses in the NFL. Want to take a guess at passing touchdowns?
Passing touchdowns for Caleb Williams.
For Caleb Williams. Yes, sir.
I'm going to say like 23 and a half, something.
You're
like
right
that.
On it. 22 and a half.
22 and a half.
22 and a half. So if he hit... I know you would say wins matter, and of course they do, obviously. But just statistically, in a vacuum, Caleb Williams, 3,500 passing yards, 22 touchdowns, 11 picks. How's that hit you? 2-1 touchdown interception ratio with 3,500 yards.
Promising. It's below Stroud. It's below that Dak year.
It would be below Stroud in yards, touchdowns, and above him in interceptions.
Sure would be.
Yep. It's a solid year. That is it, right? That is a probably a league average quarterback season.
Yeah, and if that comes with a good amount of wins, a solid amount of wins, I'll be thrilled with that. So if it's at 3,500, that would put him 15th all time among rookie passing yards behind Sam Bradford, Jim Kelly, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Carson Wentz, Mac Jones had 3,800 yards passing as a rookie.
Yeah, it was a weird one, trailing in a lot of games.
It's interesting. It's an interesting exercise.
Yeah, I think so too. Because to me, again, health is a huge thing. The reason why betting unders on a lot of these quarterback props is good value is because people, A, like to bet overs, and they always assume health, whereas you're not normally going to get health. You just miss a couple of games, and it gets much more difficult to do it. It's hard to play all 17 games in a sport as physical as professional football.
It's interesting
obviously.
To think about the offensive comps because, like, I found myself looking at the Bucs and Baker Mayfield's season, but that's two dominant veteran wide receivers. Who both went over 1,000 yards in Evans and Godwin, which but, is, I mean, that's what, on the board.
Well, it's what the Bears have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen would see both of those numbers and think that those are terrible right. years for both of them.
And the third wide receiver for a very good offensive year for the Bucs and Baker Mayfield.
A shockingly good offensive year, yes.
was Trey Palmer at 400 yards, 385. That's the third wide receiver. The tight end, Cade Otton, had 455. The running back had 549. Big variable in all this is DeAndre Swift, who used to be a big-time receiving running back and was not last year, not used that way by the Eagles.
So I do not have his receiving number, but I do have his rushing. You want to take a guess? DeAndre Swift, over-under for rushing yards for the Chicago Bears.
Well, like for instance, Rashad White of the Bucs was at 990, you know? So for DeAndre Swift, I'll say 900.
700.
Wow. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's lower because we don't really know what Shane Waldron's offense is going to be with this group of skill players.
See,
and we know that they like Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert a little bit. From
I think
last
they like
year.
Khalil Herbert a lot more than they like Roschon. I think Roschon is taking a backseat.
No, did you hear us with Dan Weider? Dan Weider thinks Khalil Herbert is competing for a roster.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
Going against Dan Weider.
Going anti-Weider. I think Khalil Herbert might end up being a roster casualty, actually.
See,
I think they like Roschon.
The Eagles' offensive line is better than the Bears' offensive line, obviously. Eagles' top five offensive line in the league. But DeAndre Swift was over 1,000 rushing yards last year, made the Pro Bowl. The Bears are not going to run Caleb Williams nearly as much as Justin Fields ran.
Correct.
He will run some, but not as much. And while it's not a great offensive line, Darnell Wright, good run blocker. Tevin Jenkins, good run blocker.
Big dog.
Nate Davis, when healthy, better run blocker than pass blocker.
Big dog.
I like DeAndre Swift over 700 yards there. He's going to be the focal point of their rushing offense. They signed him for a reason.
Yeah, and especially, yes. I like the over there as well. I like the over there a lot.
It's assuming health. Assuming health, but I would think DeAndre Swift's over is a pretty good bet there.
And you remember the game that I pointed out from DeAndre Swift's season last year where they used him as a bell cow, did the Eagles. They realized they needed to pivot to the run against the Vikings in an island game in primetime, and DeAndre Swift was the guy they leaned on for multiple drives. He is capable of doing that. And if this team's any good and the situations call for it, hopefully they'll run the ball a lot. So yeah, it's very interesting.
All right, I got one more for you.
Okay,
what would you think Montez Sweat's over under is for sacks?
The man led two different teams in sacks last year. Yep. Nobody's ever done that,
and he's the only true pass rusher on this team.
His over under for sacks, what, 9.5?
You're right on it. 10.2. 10.25.
10.25. Oh, that's right.
You can get half sacks. Yeah. 10.25.
Dude, he gets to 11. That's going to be a hell of an episode of That's Montez.
Oh, it's going to be one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Montez.
Bam it up.
So there you go. Those are your over-unders for Bears props for
yeah,
this season.
So you're making me want to bet the Keenan Allen over and the DeAndre Swift over in terms of yards.
If you had to take a Caleb one in either direction, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, 3,500, 22.5, 11.5.
I think I'd go over on the touchdowns if I had to do one. I think that guy's going to have – if he makes the right play, then some of those are going to present themselves. In addition to the hero touchdowns, some of the basics, if they're a good team, the basic touchdowns, he'll hit his layups and get some touchdowns that way.
So I said the same thing on First and Pod because inside the five, without Justin Fields, I could see them passing for some short touchdowns
Absolutely.
This year. Get the ball to the best player on your team. Best players on your team are receivers.
Yep.
I could see short passing touchdowns being a big piece of this offense this year.
With a very accurate and smart quarterback. I agree.
Yeah, so that was my choice also for the Caleb ones. All right. Keenan Allen, interesting dude. Interesting thinker. Do you want to do it on the other side to continue to delay Cub Sox? Yes? Okay, great. We're all in agreement. Keenan Allen on Caleb next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's the tag team champions of the world!
Parkinson Spiegel.
Afternoons on the Score.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
What would be success at the end of this year?
Super Bowl. I mean, we don't play this game to make it to the first round of the playoffs.
Let's go! Do they have it here?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we have the team for it. I think the defense is lights out, especially, you know, going against them every day. It's hard. It's very tough. I don't think I've been in a training camp where it's been this hard to get a catch.
It's Keenan Allen with Kay Adams, and he's an interesting dude. He's seen a lot. I do not believe he will make the Hall of Fame, but he is certainly the Hall of Very Good, and his longevity is amazing. But he is also played with excellent quarterbacks.
Yeah, and there's let's not write the book on him for the Hall of Fame in case he happens to just keep aging gracefully and playing at a high level and ends up accepting a number two role and having a James Lofton era to a young Andre Reed or that kind of thing. You know,
I'm not saying it's impossible. It's unlikely. He's just over 10,000 yards. He's at 59 touchdowns. He doesn't have a Super Bowl. He's never been all pro.
Not yet, but he'll have a Super Bowl after this year.
That's true.
And then, and if there's a few more years, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, sure. But he's been around, you know.
He's a vet.
Rivers and Herbert. Like he's seen, talk about great throwers of the football. These are elite arm talent players.
Still can't believe what Rivers was able to do with those weird-ass mechanics.
Yeah, but he put the ball wherever he wanted.
Wherever he wanted to on a dime.
Wherever he wanted on a dime. Incredibly catchable ball. Here's Keenan Allen with Kay Adams on how he is going to be helping Caleb Williams both Saturday and beyond.
He's a player's guy. You know, he can play the game. His talent is through the roof. He's a guy that you want to help learn. Because when he gets it, it's going to be special. And, you know, you just hope it comes around sooner than later. Because I want to be here for it.
He's going to have his debut, right, up against the Bills. Coach has said that. He's going to, you know, he wants to see a couple things. What's your role in making sure that goes well for him?
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there. So, you know, that usually goes good in that aspect. I'll be out there having a good time playing football and, you know, just trying to get into a rhythm early.
There's a lot of hype. There's Michael Jordan comparisons. There's all of this. Do you have a role in sort of helping him manage that, or does he block out the noise completely himself?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I'm obviously here to help. We have a lot of guys that can do that with, you know, DJ Cole, Gerald, Swift. You know, all the guys on the team who can help make the job easier for him. But, you know, for him, it's just going to be, you know, playing football, doing what he's always done, and, you know, just not making it bigger than what it is.
It's pretty smart. It's pretty smart. Don't make it bigger than what it is. I thought how Wiederer put it, you know, three more preseason games, joint practice. Like, the work in some ways in terms of the competition is just beginning. They've had the competition in camp. And that's good because the Bears have a good defense. But the actual competition with people who do not have your best interest at heart, that are trying to make their own team, that begins tomorrow for Caleb Williams.
It's pretty good role there. I'll be out there. That usually goes pretty well. That's
a nice amount of confidence.
Yeah, it's a nice amount of confidence.
Kay Adams said that Keenan Allen is on the list of the top 10 players she always feels energized by. That's a good vet to have in your locker room. If someone like that is saying that out of all the people that she's interviewed, he's top 10 for who energizes her, that's a perfect person for Rome and for Caleb.
Did she text that to you?
No, no, we talked earlier.
Okay,
she apologized for not coming on yesterday.
She did, huh?
But I noticed she didn't offer to come on today.
No, but she'll be on before week one, she said.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in Cleveland today.
Oh, okay.
All right, that team stinks. That's a boring-ass team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? they're not good. They've got a sexual predator and Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston, I'm sorry.
They did win 11 games last year.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
It was all due to Joe Flacco and his non-diaper changing ass. Not a single diaper that guy changed.
I don't like that, by the way.
What, that he never did that?
Yeah, step up, brother.
Dude, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's bad dadding.
I was changing diapers at like 13.
Dad's got to change diapers.
Whose diapers?
Don't worry about it, dude. I had a service. Craigslist was hot at that point. Don't worry about it.
Went from diapers to smash burgers.
Yeah.
My grandpa.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
sure.
Well,
no,
sure. Somebody's
no,
got to
He never wore diapers. He died too soon.
Oh, that's great.
Way to
bring the room up.
It's a Friday.
Friday.
No, stop. Starch puts that in opens.
Oh, yeah. That's
don't
right.
do that. Well, he's the first one to do it.
He's got, he needs whatever ideas can come his way, man.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
That's not a shot at Studs. Just saying. Actually,
go ahead.
It was a shot.
Go ahead.
I got no out.
Go ahead.
No out. All I can do is hope he's not listening on a Friday.
He's at a bachelor party. He's good.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Nailed
him.
That's awesome.
Bachelor party era.
Tanny, could you go down the hall to the FCC and erase this?
I mean, I guess I won't listen. I guess. Koalas suck.
It's a good take, man.
Uh-huh.
It was a great.
Yeah, she's a pretty
whose
girl.
Whose is it?
I questioned it.
Whose take is that?
I don't know. It didn't seem like it was his.
That koalas suck?
That they're, yeah.
Don't you remember that in transition that Danny asked Studs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good take, but, like, who'd you take it from?
I did make that out.
Because there's so many koala takes going around on the internet that Studs, by God, couldn't have his own.
He strolls through, like, lower-end YouTube stand-up comics looking for takes. He's like, oh, yeah. I could take that.
Just
one.
Like crowd work specials. Oh, I see we got a koala here tonight. Let me tell you about them. Those damn marsupials.
Where are you from? Wisconsin? Gonorrhea? Wisconsin? Boy, you're fat. I'm like, what are you doing? Just got that from a crowd work special. That's terrible. Shouldn't do that. No, so anyway,
terrible.
Back to Keenan Allen.
Well, no, we're done with that. I just wanted to delay Cubs Sox talk for as long
really
as possible.
Did. You really did. It's miserable. I mean, usually I'm crafting some sort of argument about how this is a weekend to give in to your meatball self and go ahead and root against thy neighbor, to like fully embrace it, because it is obviously something that we push against in this town. But, you know, I don't even know that many people that are interested or even going at this point.
Well, I'm sure
people are going.
People are going based on the tickets available.
Then there must be a lot of people in their cars right now listening to us, wondering why we're not talking about Cubs and Sox when they have invested their hardcore money in a ticket downtown and they're fighting their way through traffic. I know you. I see you. I feel you.
A beautiful Friday night, a little overcast, but a nice Friday night in the city.
Should be fireworks after the game.
Tyone and Crochet on the south
side.
Garrett
Crochet. Chris Getz said this morning, this is not Garrett Crochet's last start of the year, by the way.
I heard him say that.
Not going to shut him down. But yeah, Tyone and Crochet and baseball, it's still baseball season, no matter what Danny Parkins wants to tell you. No matter what he wants to shove down your ears.
It's football season, but other than that, I was right with you.
Yeah.
By the way, 3.19 ERA for Crochet, 3.25 for Tyone.
It's pretty amazing.
The strikeout numbers are obviously ridiculous for Crochet, the pure stuff numbers. But whip, 1.16 for Tyone, 1.01 for Crochet.
It's a really good year for Tyone. And
really
that,
good.
And that signing looks absolutely fine. After a tough year last year, and there's a lot of reasons to be critical of Jed, but it's interesting. The Sahadev piece that I referenced earlier that you had read as well with the mailbag stuff. And as he went through the Jed signings and the Jed moves, like there are a bunch of ones that look pretty good. Michael Bush looks pretty good. Saya, while he may be frustrating, and he certainly has been frustrating at times, he's having a pretty solid offensive year. And if you look at the batted ball stuff, he's hitting the hell out of the ball. He's the only Cub who's like up there in the top 30 in hard hit rate. He's pounding the ball, you know, and Tyone, it looks like a very solid signing.
The thing with Tyone that like good guy, innings eater, generally speaking, stays healthy. Bad year last year, good year this year. Obviously, if he repeats this year at $18 million per, a ton of value in the contract. but it feels like because the stuff isn't great that it's 50-50 that he can replicate it. If he just gets hit a little harder or has a little bit worse luck, that ERA could easily be in the mid-4s.
You know, it's funny.
Next year,
I would have thought that a month ago or 6 weeks ago, but as I've continued to watch him and listen to him, and then check into some stuff on Baseball Savant, as he has said a couple of times now, the distinction of his pitches this year, it's not all the same speed like it was last year. It's much more. There's a little bit more differential, and so he's able to change speeds and throw off timing a little bit more. And he's the shape of his cutter and the shape of his slider are more different this year than last year. Stuff like that. So he really has figured some stuff out to make the pitches differentiate from each other, which gives me more hope in this being kind of a sustainable change as opposed to all sort of BABIP related or that kind of thing.
So you agreed then with not trading him? Because it's a very good number for a big budget team to feel like, okay, I can get 28 starts of mid-3 ERA baseball for $18 million. Like, that's objectively good contract if you think that this is the Jameson Taillon you're going to get for two more years.
Right now, he's pitching like a 2 or a high-end 3. I feel very comfortable with him pitching like a 3 next year, you know, and being that guy. So, yeah, no, I'm glad they didn't trade him.
Yeah, I mean, if he's that, Steel, Shota, Taillon, you don't need to make a big investment in starting pitching next year.
I don't think that they will.
Yeah.
I don't think that they will. We'll see. Hope for Cade Horton and Ben Brown.
Hope that Assad
a little bit further removed from the injury, that the control will come back. His control's been a little chaotic at times since the injury.
But with what they've done with the bullpen this year and with all of those guys being relatively in their athletic prime,
mm-hmm.
late 20s, early 30s, that's totally fine for a starting pitcher. For Taillon, Shota, and Steel, there's not a reason to think that any one of those guys should have a massive drop off if you believe that the Taillon stuff is improving at this point at 32 years old.
At this point, the offseason will be about closer, like having a lockdown closer, so everybody else can be somebody to help you get there.
Closer, catcher, and star.
Closer, catcher, and star.
Yeah.
And I brought up Vlad Guerrero Jr. earlier. They'll be here. The Blue Jays will be here on August 17th, that day of the Cubs for a Cure event there at the ballpark as part of the Radiothon, which will be here on the 14th and 15th. 15th
and 16th.
15th and 16th. Yeah, that's right, into the 16th. And then the Blue Jays, starting that day, will be here in town. You'll get a chance.
Yeah, the Radiothon starts 10 a.m. next Thursday, August 15th. 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. If you or your company would like to get involved, 670radiothon@gmail.com. You will get a ton of mentions in your dollar-for-dollar matches. Ton of great people. I mean, I should just shout out some. I mean, Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, stepped up. Derek Stevens and Circa stepped up. Jeffrey Lamort Salons, a fellow board member over at Brain Up, stepped up in a big way. Our guys at Four Corners came in huge. Of course, Benchmark and Rinaldi's and all of the great restaurants and that terrific
Highline Pizza.
In that terrific restaurant group, Four Corners, Matt Doherty, they came in. It was like, hey, we need your help. Immediate yeses. So
that's awesome.
Some of our great friends at the Score have come in big. And so what we always say, support the people that support us. So those are some of the businesses that are going to be getting a lot of love on the 15th and 16th because they're trying to help us raise money to cure cancer.
And it's pretty cool, like the volume of people at the station that have stepped up, from Robbie Triano, who I know has been doing a lot of work with you. Shane Reardon has stepped up in a big, big way.
Been amazing.
Chris Tannehill has stepped up in a big, big way.
I gotta stop asking Tanny for things.
He's just telling me he loves doing it.
Yeah, like it's a labor of love.
No, he wants to keep doing more.
Oh yeah,
he wants another radiothon after this.
Quarterly radiothon.
Yes,
he loves the thon. He loves the thon. He loves Dickie Thon. He loves Thon Maker. He loves all things thon.
Yeah,
he
Theo Thon Yvonne.
He's
sorry. I thought
he loves marathon candy bars.
I teared up at his open. that'll play at 10 a.m.
Today's open.
Today's open. about the invisible football players.
About the invisible football players. That's weird.
It really got me. No, the Thursday at 10 a.m., the radiothon open that he made, I asked him so I hear it. It made me tear up a little bit.
Why'd you listen? He shouldn't have listened to that.
Spoiler, dude.
They're actually going to be replacing the IVs with that open in cancer patients, and everything's fixed.
Oh, wow. That's how good it is.
You know what they
should Shane have a live mic during the radiothon?
No, I would not give him one of those.
No, they're unscrewing this.
Yes. That's a good move.
I'm here for like 18 hours on that day. They're unscrewing.
Yeah, you got a lot of things to do that day.
You know what they say about listening to the 10 a.m. open of the radiothon before you do it? It's like seeing your bride before the wedding. Right. You know, you don't want to do that. It's inherent.
Control freak over here had to hear it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Let me make sure you're doing it right.
That wasn't what it was.
I just want to make sure.
That wasn't
what it was. Jokes.
What's it? What it was?
Don't make fun of cancer.
No reference to Marta.
I was not worried about
just happy birthday, Daddy. It's just Bruce's drop.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he's a cancer survivor. And then the text solicited her to donate.
Yeah.
And that's the open every hour.
It really,
24 hours.
It really tugged at the heartstrings. It really got me.
The tough break that all those people have had.
Yeah.
Why is the Curb music underneath this?
Supposed to be a sad day. Hey, we're good fellas in cancer.
Maybe I should go solo.
Unfortunately, he was a cancer survivor.
Tough break, man.
Yeah.
I hate when you survive cancer.
You know what? It's time right now for us to move on. And as we head into the first Sunday of October, it's a reminder that the NFL and the American Cancer Society have teamed up for its annual Crucial Catch campaign to encourage everyone to catch cancer.
Oh, Kurt.
Now. No. Want to catch it early? Goes to catch it early. Early detection, don't early screening. Get annual blood work. That's the message.
I've been wearing gloves to work, so I don't catch it. You know,
Valus Jones then completely clear.
Yeah,
will never
fine.
Get cancer. Yeah, cancer free for forever.
You should be fine.
He unfortunately passed away when he had that cancer problem.
Okay, get all this stuff out of the way now. Get it out of the way now.
God. You guys. God.
Oh no, dude. I hope Barrett Sports Media doesn't write this.
Oh, it's already there. Awful announcing. Barrett Sports Media, New York Post.
It's going to be amazing.
It's already there.
Cubsforacure.com. It's going to be amazing.
It's already there.
Put a bow on this thing next. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the score.
So I apologize for being late. I was just upstairs with Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Bears season hasn't even begun. The vibes are so strong.
They really are. The aforementioned Kay Adams said she loved Matt Eberflus's personality. She enjoyed it. I find him to be very earnest and likable these days. I really do. I'm enthusiastic, and apparently Kay Adams is too. So she can join me on the road to enthusiasm.
Quick note on that, Spiegs. Skibbity-boppity has just been replaced by earnest and likable. Brian Porthwin.
Two of them.
That's an improvement.
One of them's earnest, and the other one's likable.
Yep.
Interesting.
I think we could do a random spin of a wheel and just land on a random social security number, plug them into that time slot, and it'll be a smarter show. Based on the clip that I heard earlier.
Guy's a dumbass.
I mean, it's one of the dumbest
things I've
ever heard in my life.
Skibidoo Cabin! Caleb Williams wearing thongs! I'm a homophobe!
He can paint his nails all he wants as long as he paints the town red after wins! That's our guy.
Guys don't wear purses. Not in Nashville.
Not down there, they don't.
God, is he that? Really
biggest
crazy.
Metrosexual dudes in the world in Nashville. A guy can walk onto Broadway and just find anyone that could look like a woman.
It's just so silly. Like,
some of them are country music stars.
All of them.
Yeah. God. Sure. You going to go hang out with Aaron this weekend? Aaron Watershow?
I'm thinking about it. I think the boys would love it. I mean, Owen certainly would love it.
It's loud. It's interesting.
It's loud. Yeah, exactly. The planes are crazy close. They go crazy fast.
Is that why they like you? Loud and interesting?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, wait.
And fast.
I've just been told, Ryan Porth just told me, that's the new morning show down in Nashville. Wow.
Loud and interesting. Interesting would be an improvement. Yeah. Loud would be the same.
Yeah. So, loud and interesting. I've replaced earnest and likable.
Yeah, feel free to text in if you got a secret spot that you could take a 4 to 2 year old for the Aaron Water show. That
yeah, is home.
It? Yeah, I do. I know.
It's on the television.
Turn on YouTube.
I know.
Search Blue Angels.
That honestly, it's like you're like, this would be so fun. And then it's just a huge pain in the ass.
Did you see the tweet from our guys over at Manny's? Did you see Manny's tweet today? They said, sorry about all the noise. And it was a picture of planes flying through the air, but each plane instead was a pastrami sandwich from Manny's. And I was like,
wow, they crushed that.
No, they crushed that is right.
That's a delicious plane.
I would absolutely jump up and devour that plane.
I know you would. Yeah. that's how we would do it.
Get a seal here and a seal there.
The Cubs should be at home every air and water show. I don't like that they're on the road. That should be one of the things that they petition with the scheduling. I
mean, they're still here. Like, you still will see the planes.
No,
Chicago.
No, but I'm saying
Southside's not Chicago. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, no. Danny, as always, hates the Southside.
Yeah, he does.
Just annex it. Mm-hmm. Anything south of Roosevelt, not Chicago.
They're Are they both not night games?
It's a 6:15 tomorrow, but you'll still see planes like during warm-ups.
No.
No, it's
not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
It starts at 10 a.m. It's like 10 to 2 show, right?
You should reach out to some of your friends at MLB, you know?
Yeah.
And talk to them. Air and Water Show.
No, it's
Chicago.
Aaron Water Show.
Yeah, 10 to 3. That's a 120 day game at Wrigley times. Right.
Tailgaters can see the planes.
You're
going to see a real show when Eloy starts, you know, launching some long balls tonight.
He's
not
on that team anymore.
They traded him.
Wait, he's hitting like 600 for another team?
Yeah, he's playing well.
You know, I hadn't even thought about the tailgaters.
No.
Like earlier in the hour when I was talking about the people in their cars. No, we got folks who are tailgating right the hell now.
Yeah, they are.
Shane, are you going tomorrow, bringing the Blackstone, doing a big deal?
No, I don't care at all about the White Sox or the people who go.
Oh my God.
At all.
What a terrible thing has happened.
Especially the people tailgating Lappy. Don't give a flying bleep.
Wow.
You used to just be making smash burgers for the whole lot.
Now they're all mean to me online. I gave you guys free food like 10 times.
Yeah.
Virgins?
Oh, man. It's lashing out in all directions, folks.
I'm going to get 45 tweets tonight, by the way, at dinner. Like, I'm going to look at my phone when I get home and be like, oh, the virgins on the internet are after me.
Yeah, that's right. They're a bunch of Kevin Durants, is what you're saying.
Oh, he's fine. He's protecting the country.
Protecting? Man, the White Sox are depressing Steve Stone and turning Shane Reardon against all White Sox fans. It's very sad.
Yeah. It's about as bad a thing as they could do
in
the city.
I can't think of anything worse.
Nope, me neither.
What did we do today?
We talked to a lot of people and about a bunch of stuff. Dan Wiederer was on the show today.
He was on the show today.
Craig Counsell was really funny on the show today. He was philosophical and funny on the show today.
That will have people sprinting to the rewind feature of the Odyssey app. Because I would not normally do it. It's been interesting. It's been combative. Yeah. And it has not always been funny. So, yeah, there was some good laughs in there today.
Yeah, funny and philosophical.
With Craig Counsell.
Oh, wait. I just got this note. That is the new morning show in Nashville. Funny and philosophical.
Crane Kenny was on the show today.
Yes, he was.
As well. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill, making us sound better than we are. Each and every day. Mark Grody follows us, right? I believe so. Pretty sure.
Gabe Ramirez
is what I meant. Gabe Ramirez. Bears off today. I'm sorry. Bears off today because they're in Buffalo tomorrow. Yeah. Gabe Ramirez follows us. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.